In Puerto Rico, the lights are coming back on for some people, but most of the island is still without power after Hurricane Fiona came ashore on Sunday. Fiona has grown into a more powerful storm since then, and its next target is Bermuda. Let's get our bearings on this hurricane with Jeff Huffman, digital meteorologist with Barron Weather. Jeff, good to have you back.
Thanks for having me, Peter.
Sure. So Fiona is the strongest hurricane so far this year. Now, as we say, it's on track to pass very close to Bermuda. What's in store for the island?
Yeah, Bermuda very rarely actually takes a direct hit. The island is so small, but this hurricane will move just to the west. Hurricane warnings in effect. Some hurricane conditions are expected on the island. I expect some minor, maybe moderate damage. They've seen a lot of these storms pass by, almost one per year. So not a direct hit. I think it'll be almost more of a nuisance, but certainly some hurricane conditions in Bermuda expected over the next 24 to 48 hours.
As it moves north, it looks like Fiona will stay away from the United States, but will people on the East Coast feel anything at all?
Yeah, and surfers and beachgoers in Florida and parts of the Carolinas and Georgia have already noticed the waves. There's a high risk of rip currents, large ocean swells. Those are going to be moving into the mid-Atlantic states tomorrow and then up the eastern seaboard this weekend. The wave action and the swells from Fiona combined with a front moving off the coast, it's certainly not going to be a good weekend to be at the beaches in the Northeast. Of course, fall is arriving, so less and less people are likely going to the beach, but it's still going to be a very dangerous situation on the northeastern coastline this weekend.
Well, especially if you're in Canada's maritime provinces, I understand it's in line to get a direct hit from Fiona this weekend. How do you think that might play out? How devastating could the storm be in Canada?
Well, the Canadian Hurricane Center is calling it a severe, what they call hybrid event. So hurricane impacts are expected across a large area. It may not be as severe as it is now, but as it weakens a bit, those impacts will spread out. And what's fascinating about this is it could be an all-time low pressure center that moves into the eastern parts of Quebec and Newfoundland. In addition, there's a winter component to this because as the storm transitions to become more extratropical, some colder air is going to be coming down on the backside. So some of the same areas that get the hurricane conditions might end with a little bit of snow, ironically enough.
Just briefly, is it common for Canada to get hit with a hurricane?
It is common for a hybrid storm, yes. And hurricanes do make landfall there in southeast Canada. But when you factor in some of the other components, meteorologically speaking, that are coming into play here, this is going to be likely a top 10 event in terms of pressure and wind and waves and rain.
Wow. So before we let you go, I want to ask you about another storm here, a tropical disturbance in the Caribbean off the coast of South America. I understand this has some forecasters pretty concerned.
Yes, there's a lot of attention already being given to this. We're still likely a day or two away from it getting a name. There is some credible modeling showing it'll become a Gulf Coast threat, likely our most significant threat for the season so far to the United States. But it's far too soon, in my opinion, to make any type of responsible assessment on where it may go. But there is growing confidence that we will be talking about our next named storm potentially being a U.S. threat late next week.
We'll keep an eye out for that one. It seems like this hurricane season started off kind of slow. It's picking up now at the end.
Yeah, October can still be a busy month as well. Yeah, October can be
Jeff
a busy
Huffman.
Month as well.
Yeah, Jeff Huffman, digital meteorologist with Barron Weather. We appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right, thank you.